Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. What is happening? We are back. Episode 136. That is right. We did it. Everyone counted us out, but we proved them wrong. 136 episodes. The undoable has been done. Thank you guys for joining us. If you are listening and have been enjoying, head over to Facebook. We have a Facebook group, the Feeling Good with Duddy group. It's a lot of fun. Everyone listening to the show is over there hanging out, and they're talking about the show and whatnot. It's a good time. Head over there and sign up. There's a fun thing going on over there right now, actually. I started a new thing. I got a website, duddyb.com, and I made one t-shirt for fun, and it's just a fake company, and it's called Duddy B's Plumbing. And it says, it feels good to get the demons out. It's just a lyric from one of my, you know, songs. And I made a fake company that kind of goes with the lyric. It's a plumbing company, feels good to get the demons out. It makes sense. So now everyone on that page has been making fake companies with, you know, lines from our lyrics. And it's just covered in all these fake companies. And it's hilarious. So if you want to head over there and join the fun, or head over to duddyb.com and you can check out the new design and pick up the merch. It's up right now. Yeah, and it's cool. It's almost sold out, actually. It went really good. So
that's great.
If you want it, once they're gone, they're gone. I'm not remaking them. I'm just going to keep doing new companies. I'm going to make a small amount of them. And when they're gone, they're gone.
That's right.
So that is that. Sorry I didn't have an episode last week. I was on an anniversary trip, 14 years married with my wife.
That's right.
And 24 years like together total. It's wow. Insane. Yeah, is that crazy?
24 years.
24 freaking years we've been together. It's wild, but we had a great time. We went out to Springville and we rented this Airbnb that's in the middle of a 100-acre working cattle ranch. Wow. And I mean, you're just out there by yourself. And all it is like a little two-bedroom cottage. And in the front of the house, there's a dock and your own private pond. The pond is huge. So we just fished all day and like ate mushrooms and cooked good food. It was a lot of fun. We had a great trip, but we didn't get an episode out last week. So sorry about that, but we are back. Springville is a pretty crazy little town. It's like 45 minutes from the entrance to the Sequoia Mountains. Dope. And, it's got like one street, the town, and it's got two restaurants, and one of the restaurants is called Cowpuncher, and the other restaurant is called Poor Richard's. Yeah. That's it. That's the whole town.
Which one did you go to?
Cowpuncher. Yeah. I mean, this is our second time going to this little town, and we went, the Cowpuncher's is great.
Is it a steakhouse or?
It's just like a diner.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a dope, like cabin-y wooded looking diner, you know, it's dope, where it feels like everybody in there knows each other, except for us.
Yeah.
Nah, but it was good. And then we drove home Friday, and I got home just in time. Like, I got home like 2 hours before I had to take Jack over to his FNL playoff game. So Jack plays flag football, Friday Night Lights. It's a lot of fun. And I actually am coaching the team, assistant coaching with my friend Ryan, because I can't, you know, I miss some things. But we made the playoffs, and we had our first playoff game Friday, and we won. Boom. We're still in it. So this Friday coming up, we have two more games possibly. We have one game. If we win that game, then later that night we have the championship game. So it'll be a doubleheader. So we'll see. Wow. I'll fill you guys in on how that goes.
Jack excited?
Jack's very excited. Yeah, that's fun. But yeah, so this is Ruben. You guys are here next to me.
Hi.
Ruben is back in with us. Always fun to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me, David.
Yeah, man.
I was supposed to be here sooner, but my car's been broken, so I'm glad that I have it back.
Yeah, he was going to be on the last episode, and he called me, you know, while we were here, and he's like, I'm not going to make it. My car broke. That's the worst. That's the worst shit.
Yeah.
And then you got to just deal with it. We were talking about it. There's nothing worse than when you have to spend money because it's something that needs to be done. You have to spend a certain amount of money just to get right back to where you were.
Yeah.
Like nothing is improved in your life.
They
You're
washed
just right
it.
Back to where you started. They washed it.
They washed it.
You got to find the positives.
It looked good. I was like, yeah. And then I got in. I was like, oh, yeah, it's still the same car.
Yeah.
Same but it works thing. Now. It drives now.
A little cleaner. But I saw you had some shows recently. You did Beach Life.
I did. I played Beach Life with the other project that I'm in, one of the other projects, Calimatics. And it was fun. I mean, we Dirty Heads, we played two years ago.
Yep.
And that was great.
A lot of fun.
This one was also a lot of fun. You know, it's kind of a little bit cloudy, a little cold, a little windy, but I like the Beach Life Festival. You know, they have good sponsors, and the section I really like a lot is there's like a little art kind of market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like I guess Grillo's Pickles is a big sponsor of Beach Life, and right by their little area where you could take like a shot, like a pickleback shot.
Oh, yes,
you know,
yes.
The brine, pickle brine shot. Right by that is a little art area. And there was a lot of cool artists that had, you know, they were displaying their pieces, and I like seeing that. You know, It's not something that every fest does, but it was great to have that be something. You know, Skip Marley played. Lenny Kravitz crushed it. I missed, that was on the first day. And then Alanis Morissette was...
Oh, she's dope.
Yeah, she crushed it too. I mean, yeah, a lot of cool different acts. We had a fun time, and I'm just glad to be able to play it again. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, walk around, have a little fun.
Local, so you don't have to go far. That's always nice.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Very cool. Well, yeah, and speaking of shows, Dirty Heads, we've got some shows coming up in a couple weeks. We'll be out in Monterey for Cali Roots.
Yes, the best.
Is this the one we're playing with T-Pain?
Yes, T-Pain.
We will be playing with T-Pain, which is awesome. That'll be fun to watch.
Buju Banton is playing the first night.
Oh, that's right.
That's legendary because he's been in prison. He was in prison for a long time, but then this is like one of the only U.S. shows he has. And he hasn't performed in the U.S. in forever. So we'll miss it. But if you're going to Cali Roots, do not miss that set. That is
that
legendary. T-Pain also.
I think that'll just be fun.
Yeah.
So what year of Cali Roots is this? Do you know? You like what number? Luke, you going to look that up? Luke's going to look that up for us. But, we will be at, you know, Monterey for Cali Roots. And then a few weeks after that, we will be back in Long Beach for Cali Vibes.
Yeah.
And we're going to be playing with Stick Figure, which is awesome. Always a good lineup there. That's going to be fun. And then in June, we will be out in Colorado for Red Rocks, Dillon, Colorado, and Colorado Springs.
I love Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado, that's going to be awesome. And Red Rocks, we're going to be out there with, you know, our good friend Rome and Tropidelic. That's going to be such a fun show. There is still some tickets left, but not very many. So head on over to dirtyheads.com. You can get your tickets for all of those shows right now. What, you got some news for us? 15. So it's the 15th year of Cali Roots. It's crazy because I don't know how many times we played it, but probably like at least 7, I would say. And we were actually there for the very first Cali Roots. We played the first one ever, and there was one stage, and I don't even know, I'm making this number up, but I don't think there could have been more than 1,500 people there.
Wow.
Right? It was like tiny. Jared, do you remember that? Was that accurate? Probably less, Jared says.
Did you guys post a video? Was that a video that you posted?
I saw the video
from the first
day, and I was like, wow, that's right. It was so small.
It sounded so good.
Yeah.
It sounded so good.
Was it like was it Shine?
It was Shine.
I was kind of like, damn, we kind of need to bring that back.
Yeah,
it was kind of dope.
Seriously, after that video, I was like, oh yeah. I mean, I already knew Shine's a good song, but that was cool to see you guys young in your element. Not that you're like old now, but just.
Not we old.
No, but like it was cool. Like that was a nice throwback. I'd never seen that. And it was really cool to see the first Cali Roots and how much it's exploded. Yeah. It's an institution.
Yeah, I don't even know. There was maybe like 5 or 6 bands. Like that was that was it.
Now you get a 3-day festival fully stacked every day.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And then, like I said, then we'll be out in Colorado for Red Rocks, Dillon, and Colorado Springs. So you can head out and get those tickets. No summer tour this year, like we've talked about, but lots of fun festivals. And we got a couple little runs planned, a Florida run in October with Jake Owen, like I talked about, and lots of fun stuff. So you guys can look forward to all of that. That's Dirty Heads news. I do have some other music news, you guys. Our very own Luke Little Lukey Boy has put out his own music. The band is named Common Perry, and their song Better Off has just been released. They have a five song?
It'll be six.
All six songs will be dropped as singles. The first one, Better Off, is out now and will be featured on, they are remastering Tony Hawk 3 and 4, and Luke's song, Better Off, will be on that video game.
Yeah, nice.
Pretty awesome.
Congrats.
Give it up for Lukey.
Yeah.
He went out and spent a couple weeks in Nashville and recorded this album. Very exciting. It sounds awesome. Kind of sounds almost a little bit like Turnstile stuff. Mm. It's kind of dope. So go check it out. Common Perry, Better Off. You can check that out right now. All right. You know what we're going to do when Ruben's here? We're going to talk about some weed stuff. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's get into it. I know.
So, I've been smoking a lot of weed.
Come on.
Lately.
More than usual.
No, what I was going to say is my friends over at Alien Labs Connected, they've been hooking it up with really nice care packages, and they're always coming out with different strains. They're constantly pheno hunting, looking for just the new thing, or even just growing classic things. This one is OZ Kush crossed with Z number 18. So Z is Skittles, and Skittles has a very like orange cream kind of taste. It's not citrusy in a way like where it's lemon peel, but citrusy, like literally orange cream, orange Julius, like vanilla.
No, it's very tasty.
And orange. And then OZ Kush. I'm not exactly sure what the OZ Kush is, but Kush, of course, is going to be very much piney, and you know, that's your classic. When people say OG, that's usually what they're talking about is Kush, but that's kind of wrong. Anyway, Alien Labs. This strain is called Brainwash, and if you can see the packaging, it's absolutely crazy.
I'm going to taste mine out.
Yeah, cool.
Go ahead, no, continue. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's really it. Brainwash. It's brand new. I have not even tried this yet.
The packaging is awesome.
Yeah, it's got a alien on there, I think.
Yeah, Luke, when you can, get a little shot of this and we'll put it in the video. But yeah, the packaging on this jar is really cool.
Sounds like something from Alien.
Dude, when he said pheno hunting, I immediately looked over at Jared because I was like, Jared's going to love pheno hunting. Like, I just knew it, and I looked over and Jared was looking at me like, what?
It's a real thing.
Yeah, for sure. All right,
let's taste this. We're going to light this up. Thank you again, Kyle from Alien Labs Connected. Also, when we were out in Arizona, there was another like really small batch grower. His brand is Cultivar Supply, and he gave me four different strains of some of the best weed I've had lately, too. Something called Sour Fuel, I think.
I knew you were going to talk for a bit, so I was like...
And I didn't light my joint.
That's okay.
Four different strains, all amazing. And this guy's doing it for the pure passion. He's not doing it to be cool or, you know, make money. Like, yeah, he makes money, but it's not about that. And you can tell that just because, you know, I've been following this guy on Instagram for a long time. And you can see he has his sweet little dog. His dog loves eating the stems, like the stalks of the plant. And it's cool just to see someone really take care of cannabis and bring it to its finest point, and then we get to enjoy it, you know?
That is very tasty. Very, very tasty. This bong I'm using is from our good friend Bill over at Golden Gate Glassworks. They make amazing products. He's always taking care of us. Great dude, great glass. Thank you, Bill. We appreciate you. Mm. And we appreciate all y'all. So now we're going to get into some Q&A that is from our listeners over at our Facebook group, Feeling Good with Duddy Facebook group. Go over there, sign up. It's a lot of fun, and you could ask questions that we will maybe answer on the show. We don't answer all of them, but we answer some of them, and we're about to.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 18th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. It's question time again. Answering shit, Q&A-ing with my friends. But I ain't answering that dumb shit. Ask me about pizza and I'm emptying my gun clip. It's Q&A time. Ask me about life and I'll tell you what I'm mine. All right, Q&A time. Let's go. This one comes from Kelsey Dunlap. And she says, if there was a walk-up song for golf, what would yours be? That's actually pretty funny.
That's awesome.
I think it'd have to be Three Little Birds.
Oh, I get it.
Come on. Come
on. Fucking bad joke. Yeah. Three Little Birdies.
That's actually really good. Yeah, that's a fun song. You're outside playing golf. Yeah, yeah.
That's why. That's a good one. Okay. If I played golf, mine would be... Stone Cold Steve Austin, his classic walkout. I don't know why. I just
what is it?
It's just like da 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 da. It's like glass breaks.
Oh, okay, nice.
That's it.
All right. Nothing to do with golf. But cool. He just likes breaking shit. Yeah. He just wanted to go. This one comes from RJ Flake. He says, "Do you fuck with edibles? Gummies, chocolates."
Oh yeah.
And what's the best story on the road with edibles from you or a mate? I personally don't fuck with edibles. I don't really like them. Like, I'll take, like, a 5-milligram guy, like, on a flight or something. But that's kind of as far as I go. But this guy likes them.
Oh, yeah.
The dudes actually all like them a lot. It's funny. Like, John and Matt and Dave, like, they don't really smoke weed, but they'll eat edibles. They love the edibles.
First thing we do when we get into our seats in the plane is pop open our little thing and start passing out gummies.
Yeah.
I like them, but for specific reasons, for sure. Yeah. I think the funniest thing for edibles is we go to different states where it's not legal, and a lot of places, people make their own super strong edibles, and they bring them to the show like, oh, yeah, we got stuff for you. And you open up a bag, and there's like a 5,000 milligram suppository or whatever. Like, people are just crazy with edibles. Oh. I think my max is probably... 100 milligrams in one dose is like...
That's a lot.
That's like, yeah, taking... That's like drinking half a bottle of NyQuil.
Yeah.
You know, and that'll put me out. It makes me, like, I barely... I don't... My... Everything's going on, but my... I go nonverbal.
You go nonverbal. You're just there.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I do remember a funny story from Sean, our keyboard player. I don't know the dosage. It was a pill. Someone gave us like a weed pill, and this was a few years back before, you know, edibles were everywhere. And he was like, I'm gonna eat this. And I think we all warned him too, like, we don't know, that could be 100 milligrams, we have no idea, you know. Someone just gave us that in a bag with some other shit. So he ate it, and, you know, next thing you know, he's like, I gotta go crawl in my bunk, I'm way too stoned. And like 20 minutes later, we're all in the front lounge of the bus, and he comes out, and he's just standing there staring at us. And you can just tell, we're like, oh no, he's just gone. And we were like, you can't talk, huh? And he just shook his head, like, no. And we're like, do you need some water? And he's like, yes. And like, he just nodded. So we handed him a water bottle, and he just stood there holding it. He's like, you can't open it, huh? He's like, no. So we opened the water bottle for him, and he's like trying to drink water. I mean, it just destroyed him. We got his water bottle back closed. We got him back up into his bunk, but yeah, it destroyed him. He couldn't talk. He couldn't do anything.
Be careful with your edibles, people.
Yeah, you got to watch out for that shit.
Learn your perfect dose.
Shayna Lee Lynn says, one word you can't stand to hear people say incorrectly. Oh, that's funny. Mispronounce, or like when people say espresso instead of espresso. Actually, that's funny because I do hate that one. It's not espresso.
Yeah, espresso.
That is funny. I don't know. I hate the, I guess this isn't said wrong, but I hate the way overuse of literally now. Mm-hmm. That's kind of one of my pet peeves. And then I'll even hear myself say it and I'll be like, ah, dang it. You got any?
Oh yeah, I think for me, I for years I would say tattoo instead of tattoo. Tattoo, like, oh, that's cool tattoo.
You said that.
I would say that when I was younger, like, oh, you know, 13, 14, 15, okay. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
That's not, yeah. That's not young.
No, yeah, but tattoo, I would always find myself saying that, and that annoys me, and that's me annoying myself. I think irregardless is really a good one too.
That is
using that one. Or like using regardless or you know irregardless is like a not yeah. a real word, right? Espresso is for sure.
Espresso is a fun one. I'm trying to think of others, but now I'm like I can't at the top of my head. I can't think, but I know there's a billion of them out there. This one comes from Kristen Beck, and she says, "What's your ideal amount of people you like to play for? Small venues, Red Rocks, 1,000 people, 10,000." Honestly, there's great parts about both. There's great parts about intimate shows. There's great parts about huge crowds. It really just depends on that crowd that night. Like, and it doesn't matter the state. It doesn't matter the venue. It doesn't matter the amount of people. Just certain nights just feel really good.
There's been smaller crowds that were way more enthusiastic yeah. than bigger crowds, and it feels way better.
It does.
But there's something about, we always come back to Red Rocks, but it's, you know, only so many seats or only so many people can fit there. And when you get all those people in there and they're all there for your band, or even if they're not just for your band, but if they're all there for that show,
they're there for
something about
time.
That many people does yeah. feel magical, you
totally.
Know, because they, you know, you're there for a good time and you know that you're there to be a part of that magic and mm-hmm. a big crowd or small crowd. That's just the thing is it's more dependent upon who's in the audience. And I guess also how good we perform has a lot to do with it.
Yeah,
our satisfaction is tied into that. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel, at least.
This one's for you.
Oh, okay.
This
okay.
one comes from Ross
Tafari
Samakian, and it says, "Can you help our band find a place crash after our show this Friday night in Fresno?"
That's so specific.
Are you a Fresno guy?
I'm not a Fresno guy.
So he plays in that band Headshine, and he's asking you if you can
wow,
help him find
very specific.
A place to stay in Fresno.
No, I didn't. I mean,
inside
inside job.
Are you allowed to go back to Fresno?
I am. Yeah, I'm not allowed in Fresno. I have a record, pretty crazy rap sheet that not a lot of people know about, and I don't really like talking about it. But no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm sorry, my friend. I think Airbnb website might be the best.
Yeah, probably. There is hotels out there.
I'm sorry. I can't help you.
This one comes from Nathan Getton. When are you going to start pitching for the Angels so they can close some games? Right. I mean, it couldn't do much worse.
Are you an Angels guy?
I'm an Angels guy, and I'm a pitcher. So it kind of makes sense. I have thrown 2 first pitches for them, so it's like,
wow.
If I throw one more, that's all, that could be, well, actually, that could be 2 outs. If I throw one more, because I feel like both of the pitches I've thrown would have been ground ball outs, easy ground ball outs. One more pitch, and that could be a whole inning. We're going to answer 2 more, actually, because Ryan, our producer, just got here, and we have a session today that we got to get going on. So this one is from Kimmy. And she says, "What's in your ideal burrito?" Honestly, just very basic for me. Carne asada, pico de gallo, cilantro, maybe some like avocado or guac, and like that's really it. That's really all I need. And then, you know, the hot sauce on every bite.
Are you black beans or refried beans if you're gonna have beans in your burrito?
Oh, I could add beans, and I don't mind if there's beans in there, and I could do either or, to be honest. I like black beans and I like refried beans. I can do either or, but I don't need them. I kind of like it just plain.
Yeah,
with just that meat.
Ideal burrito for me, I like grilled chicken in a burrito. So I would do grilled chicken, black beans, rice. At least that. And then some kind of green salsa.
Green salsa.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
All right. All right, we're going to do one more just because I do got to get out of here. Thank you guys so much. And we will be back again next week with a new episode. So this one comes from Ernest Greisman, and he says, what would your weapon of choice be in a duel? I don't know. If I can choose, like a bazooka? Like, I would just take that. What would you have if we're dueling and I have a bazooka?
A ninja star?
What? All right.
Well, I just think it'd be cool to beat you with a ninja star if you had a bazooka.
You better be real accurate and quick.
One to the eye. That's it.
That would hurt. But if it didn't kill me, you're about to get bazooked. All right. Thank you, guys. Love y'all. I'll see you next week. Peace.